for life.
Good evening. This podcast is scheduled for one fall and will determine the number one pick in your 2016 WWE draft. To bring you the night's proceedings, it is your host, Mr. 100.
That's pretty good.
Loud, too.
Very loud.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good. You want to be loud.
He got into it.
That's Cody Sandusky, by the way. You might know from the sports show on the weekend here on Podzilla 1985. I am, of course, Mr. 100, not doing Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man tonight. No, we have a special edition of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. That's what you're tuned into. Welcome to the show. Also, Asa Gray.
I really think we should not have done a live special, because if we waited till tomorrow, there's more Cruiserweight Classic. That's good wrestling.
Aww. That's true.
There's a lot of good matches on NXT.
But nobody listens.
That's good wrestling.
Nobody listens to this show for the good stuff. They want the bottom of the barrel.
Didn't we just do a show about how that's kind of not
what we want to do anymore?
Yeah, like how this.
Too bad.
We don't
got
like
vitriol.
The ones that just like tear it apart.
We're miserable. Misery loves company. Also on the show, the lovely and esteemed Alethea Hebert.
Hello.
Allie, let's start off real quick. Let's forget these guys for a second. The WWE draft was tonight. We're going to talk about that here in a few. But before we do that, I want to give a special shout out to a couple of guys. Ken Murphy and the fantastic gang over there at Cape Championship Wrestling. We attended the first show over the weekend. It was on Saturday at the Osage Arena here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And it was a fantastic show. Allie, myself, and Tanner, the man himself, went. Tanner, of course, we were going to do a show that night. And Tanner was actually going to be on it, and we were all excited about it, but things didn't work out. He had to go, so unfortunately we couldn't have Tanner there, but he was there for the show. And Allie, what'd you think? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
I had fun as well. It was the first show from this upstart promotion, Cape Championship Wrestling, run by Ken Murphy. Our old friend, Hunter Hendricks, who was taking a
break from boot making.
Yes. And he was on the show as the special GM, and boy, he was just having a night. He looked like he was terrified at first, but through the rest of it, I mean, he looked like he was having a...
Because he was a special guest GM. He wasn't just there in the crowd with you guys.
No, he was GM. And his wife and, I believe it was Danny and, Aaron were across, or Jake, I'm sorry, Jake. Jake were across the way from us. We were on the other side with Hunter because he was back there. We were right in front of the bell keeper and that stuff. And Hunter and I, we would go back and forth, me, him, and Tanner, and Allie, and it was a lot of fun to see Hunter having so much fun. And again, the show itself was great. If you're in the local area, they're coming back when? Is August 27th, I think you said?
I believe it is the 27th.
August 27th, Cape Championship Wrestling will be in town again, and you owe it to yourself to go see it. Here's the thing about Cape Championship Wrestling. It was their first show. I won't lie to you. There were a lot of problems. A lot of problems. The bell didn't work half the time. The music didn't quite work half the time. The lights didn't work half the time. But it was a first show, and it's a local thing, and these guys put it together out of a labor of love, and you could tell the love was there. The intensity, the wrestlers, the way they interacted with the crowd, everything about the show, aside from the technical aspects, which we'll get better in time, was great. I'm happy that I was there. It was so much fun. I want to thank those guys for putting on such a great show. The wrestlers that were there were fantastic, especially, and I hope he's listening, Sexy Sarge. Sexy Sarge O'Reilly, who was by far my favorite part of the show. He was the nicest guy in the world. We talked to him at intermission, and such a dick in the ring.
Yeah.
And just so much fun. All of those guys did a great job. There was a great match between Davey Vega, and I can't remember the other guy's name.
I can't either, but...
Little Black Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Is what I call him.
Well...
That's what he was bald, he was black, he had the trench, the vest.
Do you think it was actually Shark Boy from TNA?
I don't think it was, but I don't know for sure.
So are we getting Black Undertaker here at the next
CZW?
And
it's the same guy. He'll just change his outfit. But it was a great time.
That match between Vega and Black Stone Cold, as what we're calling him
trademark
now,
well, was... You are calling him.
You are calling him.
We are not a part of this. Cody and I would like to separate ourselves from
And
the
I would
podcast.
Like to join you.
Oh,
you're the
really?
One.
I'm sorry.
But that personally was my favorite match from the night.
That was the best match by far.
Like,
but every single one of those guys, Farmer Billy Hills, who I taunted and had a lot of fun with, Brandon,
Tanner's new hero.
Brandon, yes. Barbed Wire, who everyone seems to know.
I swear I know the guy from somewhere, but he's the new champion.
He looks like my cousin.
Osby was there. He did his retirement speech, which was really cool. He had about, I think, 5 to 10 minutes to go out there and talk. And it was really sad to see Osby retiring. But at the same time, I can't break any news right now. But there was some exciting stuff coming for him. And it was great to go out there and support him. And again, Sexy Sarge, who is like my new friend on Facebook. I want to be friends with the man. He was so much fun.
And should we – they announced a guest for –
Oh, yes. So here's the big thing. All right, and this is breaking news. This is exciting. Podzilla 1985 fans, we can break this to you because I don't think anyone else has yet. And they announced it at the show, so I'm assuming it's okay to let the cat out of the bag.
I'm sure.
They have a picture on their Facebook page if it's what I'm thinking about.
Son of a – Bee Sting, is it Ricochet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ricochet is going to be there August 27th.
It's their Facebook page. It's their news.
It doesn't
drop.
Say, it just has a picture of Ricochet on there. So
he's going to be there August 27th. That's huge.
Yeah.
They had Trevor Murdoch at the show on Saturday, but I heard he was injured, so he didn't actually wrestle. He just kind of sat there and sold stuff and talked to fans. And from what I could see, dude was like super nice. Mm-hmm. He greeted every fan. He did a great job. Everyone did a great job. I cannot express how pleased I was with going to that event. So if any of those guys are listening, great job. I can't wait till the next show. You've got a fan, you know, from me and Allie, I believe. And yes. Tanner, I believe.
Even I really wanted to go. I tried to get my shift covered, but I couldn't. It was too last minute.
Well, I was proposing. My bad.
You bastard.
How dare I?
Priorities, Cody.
Yeah.
How dare I?
Like, it's not... It's weird going to an indie show. This was actually the first indie show I've ever been to. The only other shows, well, this is only the second show you've been to in general.
Well, also
But I'm not taking anything away from you. The first show you went to was WWE.
Yes.
And you had a great time there.
Yes.
It's very different.
Very different.
Very different because there was only about 200 people in the crowd, but the way the wrestlers interacted with the fans in the crowd, the way they would specifically talk to people, call them out.
Right.
I mean, the fan interaction was the best part. And again, it was a great time. You owe it to yourself. When they come back around, go support them. We support them. And yes. And I hope we can work together in the future. So
support local wrestling.
Support local wrestling. Absolutely.
As you said, it is August 27th. The Machine, the human highlight reel, Austin Lane, as well as Ricochet / Prince Puma are going to be there. So August 27th at the Arena Building for homecoming for Cape Championship Wrestling.
It's going to be a great time. I'll be there. You can bet Podzilla 1985 will be there again. Okay. So now that we talked about Cape Championship Wrestling, again, go see it. Support it the best way you can. Let's talk about the WWE draft. We are recording
this.
I was just about to say that. I don't want to.
We actually have the draft still playing on in the background because we're recording this during the third hour of the draft.
Because the live SmackDown, first live SmackDown,
is over
7-9. And then they're continuing the draft coverage on the network as an exclusive, which they actually told us about.
Yes.
They mentioned that, hey, stay tuned to the network after the broadcast ends.
It's important to note that we try to make this show more rounded when it comes to wrestling now. We'd like to cover all of our bases. This is going to be a very WWE heavy show because it is a big week, probably one of the biggest weeks in WWE history in the past 10, 15 years. So this is going to be a very WWE heavy week. Next week we'll go back to, you know, appealing to all bases. We'll have TNA, we'll have Ring of Honor, we'll have all the good stuff. But tonight this is going to be strictly WWE as far as I know, unless we got something we want to throw in there.
A little bit of UFC with...
Which I think kind of ties into WWE.
Yeah.
So real quick, before we get into the draft, let's talk about that. Asa, you opened the bag. Brock Lesnar. Cody, you introduced this because I did not get to hear your thoughts on this yet.
Okay. So, and in case you've missed the news previously, an out-of-competition sample from Brock Lesnar was marked to be potentially under an anti-doping violation for the USADA, the United States Anti-Doping Agency. Test came out today that his second sample taken the day of UFC 200 was also flagged for the same exact substance. So more or less what we know at this point is that Brock Lesnar has been flagged for a doping violation through the USADA. Nothing has officially been stipulated, no suspensions, fines, anything like that. Although there have been talks from one of the heads of the USADA through the Nevada Athletic State Commission Nevada State Athletic Commission, that this could be a fairly hefty fine due to the $2 million plus purse Brock Lesnar got for this fight. Oh, and by the way, Mark Hunt has said he wanted half the purse, scratched that, cursed a lot, said he wants the whole purse, and the guy's got a case.
I feel really terrible for Mark Hunt. I said before the match happened that he went and found every excuse he could have for if he lost. You know, Lesnar's juiced out of his mind. Oh, he didn't have to do the same testing that we had to do. You know, he went all out to say, if I lose, it's not because I'm not that good. It's because Brock Lesnar cheated. And then we all said, oh, he's just upset because Brock Lesnar whooped him. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it turns out.
That it's potentially that, yeah, he actually might have been a.
It's exactly what he said it might be. And if that's the case, you automatically think, okay, he got popped for doping in UFC. Surely that means his WWE career is going to be stalled because that's a wellness violation. But hold on, because the WWE actually released a statement about it saying, basically, Asa, what?
Not our monkey, not our circus.
Yes, Brock Lesnar hasn't wrestled for us since this date.
And he will not be wrestling for us again until this date.
So that's a real, sneaky way to get around that.
I mean, it's their way of keeping their hands clean while also simultaneously, like, I'm real curious to see how the New York State Commission or whatever it is, that governs this could also potentially, like, if he's suspended, if it comes to suspensions, he may not be able to compete at SummerSlam. Like,
right.
And under the new, because New York and Nevada are the two real big
yes.
names that go with it.
Right.
But I think from what I've seen, like they issued.
Oh, God. Eva Marie's going to SmackDown. I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
I'm sorry. I just saw it. That red hair. Oh.
I don't know. It could potentially mess with SummerSlam, but I think because of the way the different standards that pro wrestling is held to, because it's yeah. not real sport, it's sports entertainment.
Although they do have to follow a lot of the same guidelines.
They do. I actually discussed this with a friend on Twitter when the news came out, asking me, would he be suspended from the WWE? And I had the same thought that the WWE had. It's not our testing system. It could be different. We're not a real sport, I think is the thought, because Vince McMahon has preached that in the past. Of course, that's the stipulation. This is sports entertainment.
Right.
So there's that caveat that they can say, this is a legitimate anti-doping violation for an actual athletic competition. That does not apply to us, therefore we don't have to follow the rules. Saying I agree with it, I'm saying that's what I thought.
And also it doesn't necessarily mean that either, because especially in like the bigger states like New York and Nevada, that the governing agency that does that, wrestling is wrapped into that.
Yes.
It's the same kind of issue that TNA ran into when they came to the house show here in Cape Girardeau, where half of their roster weren't able to compete because someone in the office forgot to get
the proper licensing. Yeah.
So I'm assuming that there's not going to be a problem. If there was going to be some sort of conflict of interest there, I assume WWE would already be on top of it. They would already have made a statement, because you can't continue to build the Brock Lesnar Randy Orton match with a chance that Brock Lesnar's not able to compete.
And what's really
now that we're out of pay-per-view and everything's on the network, it's a lot easier to get away with that. It's still a total
move. It's very clear that WWE is not afraid to punish the people at top. Look at Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He got caught for it. But I think the big problem with this, at least on my end, is if the WWE is aware that Brock Lesnar flagged these two times, then clearly it's like, well, you should test him and see how he turns up.
Yeah.
But they won't. I can almost guarantee you they won't, because if he gets flagged, they can't. I mean, there goes your son. Well, there's 30 days, right? Between now and SummerSlam.
Well, here's the thing.
He's going to be there to discuss it anyway.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's the fact that it's already happened. So if you test him now, he's likely going to be clean.
Right.
Because it's been at this point, 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks since the paper, or 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Since UFC 200. So you would think that's already passed through his system at this point. Or if they're going to go so far as to punish the top guys, you can just take the USADA at their word. Oh, hey, this is a legitimate, on the other side of the coin of what I made earlier, this is a legitimate athletic testing organization. We will go by their stipulations and follow our proper procedure.
Except because it's WWE and it's Vince McMahon, the first instinct is to flip them off and say, we do our own thing. We're not held to your standards, which I guess is true. But at the same time, this looks bad. This looks bad for Brock Lesnar. This looks bad for WWE.
Which, granted, I mean, until the actual ruling comes out, because a lot the USADA, that the list of things that those guys are tested for is a mile and a half long.
Yes,
like certain painkillers you can't take because
some people have said it's an asthma inhaler is what Lesnar flagged for.
Yeah, there's a long list of things that are against the rules, and until the actual ruling comes out, people are going to assume the worst that he's just straight up doping. I would have to assume, like, you know, maybe it's the cynic in me that if Brock Lesnar was doping, you'd think he's been at this for so long between pro wrestling, MMA fighting, amateur wrestling, that he would know how to
avoid getting caught.
Like, he would be smarter about
Or do you think he's at this point like his character?
Or he just doesn't care.
He just doesn't care.
He just does not care.
He does what he wants, and if he gets kicked for it, oh well.
Whatever, I still won.
It's art imitating life. Yeah. I mean, that's really what he is, and I think you got a good point with that. He's just going to go back, wrestle a moose or five, mount them on his wall for dinner, and then go about
his business.
He's
Brock Lesnar. If you think Brock Lesnar in the ring is not the real Brock Lesnar, it is. He's the closest to his actual character and his real personality. The Brock Lesnar you see is Brock Lesnar. He's just kind of a jerk. He likes to fight, and he really doesn't care what you think.
Yeah,
he will do what he wants, and he don't need no man to tell him how to act.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens with Lesnar. I don't think this is going to mess with SummerSlam.
No.
But
like I said, the WWE statement would have been wildly different if there was a chance that that was going to mess with one of their marquee matches, the only match that's already been announced.
Don't worry, guys. Yeah. You get to have Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton on your SummerSlam. Tune into the WWE Network. $9.99
If you are clamoring for that one, boy, you are in for a trip.
I mean... Yeah.
Yeah, to suplex it.
I'm into it.
Or,
I mean, granted, I was also like, I was into the idea of Ambrose versus Lesnar at WrestleMania, but we all saw
Now, who won that match?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, Lesnar in about 7 minutes.
Now, who's the world champion?
Is that Lesnar? Toast?
No. Dean Ambrose.
Toast. Are you sure?
I'm smelling toast.
What are you getting at?
No, I think Lesnar's world champion. I wouldn't tell him that he's not.
Okay. let me give you guys a little insight to the show. Before we started recording, Asa said that the world was terrible and he hated it and something awful happened.
Oh, yeah, no. It's...
And I said, well, what happened? He said, I don't want to tell you. I'll tell you on the show because
I want to get an honest reaction.
We'll feed you there, baby.
We'll get there.
I thought that was it.
No, if you were
going to tell me that Lesnar wasn't the champion now, I was going to go, how?
Yeah, no.
How?
They just gave it to him. They're just like, oh,
he
hey.
Backstage, you just kind of slammed
him. Hey, you want a real fight?
New Day distracted Dean Ambrose, and then Breezango kind of very quickly switched out the WWE Championship from one of the plastic replica toys.
I think it's cute that you guys are putting so much thought into it, and it's not that just Brock Lesnar walked up to Dean Ambrose and said, give it to me.
Mine now.
Yeah.
Dang, I was wanting to pull out the Conquistadores. Give me some more time.
Brock Lesnar had a little flag on a suction cup. He walked up to Dean Ambrose and put it on the belt and said, I claim. You give. But speaking of the world title, we're not going to talk about Raw too much because I don't remember much of it. I browned out.
That's better for yourself.
The only thing that was really worth noting of Raw was the fact that the end of the show came from a double pin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about the championship, but I didn't know if there was anything else.
Not that I remember. The Wyatt compound thing was last week.
Yeah. Although they had a 6-man tag, which was relatively.
12-man tag.
12-man. Oh, yeah. It was huge.
Because it was New Day, Enzo Cassina against the Wyatts and the club.
Which, of course, John Cena is back telling them, guys, let's get serious. Mm-hmm. No joking around.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
This is a
unless
real fight.
You're chanting.
I don't get it.
New Day.
Rocks.
And then he's very happy.
He told Enzo and Cass, I don't get it.
He pulled a Zach Price on us.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't get it.
Like when he told New Day they need to serious up when they were heels and, you know, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. Oh, I just got beaten by 15 people and, oh, geez. But hey, we're here to have fun.
Well,
hey, ruthless aggression.
Let me tell you.
Don't you remember that?
Let me nip this in the bud. The reason John Cena is still smiling after getting beat up is because he heard about what happened to Shawn Michaels when Shawn Michaels lost his smile and had to give up the WWE championship. One of the worst moments in wrestling history. The power of the smile is so important.
So on Raw, what happened on Raw?
So let's just skip to the end.
Oh,
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, they had the big championship match.
Mm-hmm.
And started slow, picked up pace. I also want to say that crowd was so quiet
for the entire show.
That was awful.
The last like 5 minutes of the championship match, they kind of realized where they were, I guess. But
because there were some great moments on that I can remember,
mm-hmm.
like when what's his name, Xavier Woods. Sorry, Xavier, friend of the show. When Xavier Woods said that he was Team Valor.
Yeah, I'm a Pokemon Go level 21 Pokemon Go trainer. Team Valor for life.
By the way, red or dead?
Red or dead.
I'll kill the first person I see wearing blue.
Valor Club.
Valor
Too
Club.
Sweet.
That, and then when Zack Ryder came out and, you know, teamed with Dolph Ziggler, there were some big moments that a normal crowd would have gone crazy on. Not this crowd.
No.
They sat on their hands the entire time.
They're just mad like drafts.
Wait, so we're not going to see the draft?
It's going to be a SmackDown.
Hey, you realize they were in Providence, Rhode Island, right?
You know what? One good thing that came out of Providence, Rhode Island? The WWE trucks when they left.
Hey.
You say that. Back. Did you watch the same draft I watched tonight?
we'll feed you, baby bird.
I'm feeding myself way too much. It's okay.
Trademark GM Hunter Hendricks for a night.
Official PZ85 GM.
He is. He set up that match between me and Dalton. I can't wait for that one.
End of Raw.
Hey, so they had a match, and it was not bad.
It was good.
It was good. And the end was there was a good build toward it. There was a lot. Is it just me? Are you seeing, maybe it was there before and I didn't see it because no one pointed it out, but are you seeing more of a Will Ospreay Ricochet match influence on this kind of stuff? Because the way that they wrestled on Raw, especially Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, there were so many times that they would hit a big move and then follow it up with another big move. There seemed to be more like hard crash wrestling than I'm used to seeing. Like somebody went over, go over the top rope and then he would immediately spring up and hit like his finisher and then they'd both be down. You normally don't see that. And maybe it was always like that and I just didn't see it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But the important thing about this is that they had the general managers of Raw and SmackDown, which, by the way, if you don't know, because they did announce it on Raw, and I'm sure everybody's heard it by now.
Oh, yeah, completely forgot. That was the other big thing that happened.
Ali, who is it?
For SmackDown, it's Daniel Bryan, and for Raw, it's Mick Foley.
You said Mick Foley?
Mick Foley.
Okay.
Mick Foley.
Just making sure. Yeah, Mick Foley on Raw and Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, so that big rumor from last week was true.
Yep.
The problem with WWE now is that whenever things get leaked, they make no effort to change it. They just go with the leak and say, whatever, you're going to pay for it anyway.
Well, they were changing all of their things for tonight, the draft. Don't worry. They had everybody on board for this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they did. And what did you think of the match, Cody?
The one last night?
Yeah. Or the one tonight.
I mean, yeah.
But we'll get to that in a second.
I'm sure they were one and the same from what I saw. Okay, never mind. I'm going to ignore what I'm seeing on the television right now.
Oh, Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley's going to SmackDown.
Guess who else is on
SmackDown?
We'll get
there, Shannon.
Oh, yeah, we're saving that.
Sorry.
The up until the end, or you know what, quote unquote, was the end, it was a fine match. Again, I can see some of the Ospreay Ricochet commentary you're talking about. The fact they're willing to go more flippity do, more fluid, more
flippity do.
Yeah, well, that's all I've got for that.
That's my favorite Pokemon.
No, that's flippity tough.
Flippity tough.
Flippity buff. No, I think it was a fine match. You've got some of the athleticism going. Of course, with those two guys, they've been working together for so long. It's what's to be expected. It's nothing out of the norm for me. And I think that's maybe what's kind of soured the fact we saw it two nights in a row now.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I'm, does it seem pointless that you had this match on Raw and they had it on Raw, they had it on SmackDown tonight, and then the main event of the pay-per-view in a week is the
on
same
Sunday.
Match with
yeah,
Roman
not even
Reigns.
A week. Yeah.
It's on Sunday.
Now, here's what they did at the end of Raw though, is they had a double pin. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins both got counted down, and
which yeah, the ref got knocked out. He was drowsy, like, or he was out of it a little bit because he'd gotten taken out ref bump style. Rollins hits a superplex, but Ambrose hooks the legs still, and they pin each other.
Yeah,
which is an interesting finish. We've seen it a million times, but it's always because a second ref has come out where they each count the three,
right.
And then they argue over
who this guy won.
No, this guy won. And instead of this, it was just, my head hurts. I counted to three.
Yeah,
I don't know who.
Well, who won? I don't know. It's not my job.
Stephanie decides to take over and just claim Seth Rollins, and Shane gets up and argues with her, and that's when...
But does nothing to actually...
Does nothing. Seth Rollins is leaving with the title.
His music's playing, Stephanie McMahon...
Music's playing, and that's where the show on TV ends.
And the show ended. That's the important thing to note, because here's what happened in case you missed it. On the network, they continued the coverage, and Shane argued the fact, they declared it a draw, Dean Ambrose kept the title. They didn't... I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with them saying, okay, well, the network's got extra footage.
Draw goes to the champion.
That's what you want to do, is you want to direct attention to the network. Here's the problem. They didn't say it.
At no point. I didn't
no
hear
one said
and if,
anything.
And if they did say it, we didn't hear it. It wasn't enough. It wasn't.
No.
It was just like, really, they're arguing over it's just Steph and Shane arguing.
And I expected to see it on SmackDown tonight. I expected to see, okay, let's see what happens, because it couldn't have ended that way.
Yeah.
But no, I got a message, I think, from Dalton saying, yeah, so Ambrose is still champion. No, actually, Zach Price, when I went home last night, he was outside, and he was like, so I saw Ambrose kept, and I was like, no, Rollins took the title. And he's like, no, it was on the network. Well, apparently they tweeted it out. Hey, look at the network right now, because they're doing it. Well, that's great for the people watching TV and not on Twitter 24/7.
Right.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to know? Like me, I barely get on Twitter. Like, if you see a tweet from Mr. 100, it's a goddamn treat.
It's like the,
it's not a tweet. It's a treat, Asa.
He's feeding the baby birds out there.
It
was bad. It was just bad. I hope someone got
some
in trouble for that.
I know some people get like push notifications from the network, or even like WWE sends out the text alerts. But yeah, you gotta, how you don't do it on your broadcast where the majority of people are watching.
The go home Raw before the pay-per-view.
Before, not only before the pay-per-view, but before the live SmackDown.
So let's skip to live SmackDown because we're already 30 minutes in and all we've done is cry so far. And
I've been told, don't worry.
I got more crying coming.
Buckets of tears, my friend.
Tanner, I'm gonna need to borrow one.
Oh no.
So
I'm sorry.
SmackDown had a Raw rematch of yesterday. Rollins versus Ambrose.
Which makes sense. Like, okay, we didn't get a clean winner on Raw.
Right.
There were shenanigans. Sorry you didn't actually see that happen. But.
Should have been on Twitter.
Yeah.
We just assumed you were on Pokemon Go anyway.
So Vince is.
Apparently. Oh, he caught a Haunter? I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
We found a Haunter. We were trying to catch a Haunter. Oh, thanks, garbage app. Anyway.
Allie got it though. Don't worry.
So they did the rematch, was the main event, but throughout the show started with, Stephanie and Mick Foley and Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon doing, the one thing that they did right for this draft is the fact that they did actual legit draft picks.
And not randoms.
It wasn't the draft lottery.
Yeah.
The draft lottery is an abomination.
It was.
And whoever decided on that.
Also had one of the worst wrestling moments of all time.
Of when
Jim Ross got drafted to SmackDown live and didn't know it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was painful to see.
Yep.
That was horrible. And Michael Cole walks in and shakes his hand and sits down and like, hey, look at me. I got my new position.
Yep.
Bye, JR.
Okay. Before we get into the results and things like that, I guess, and not to take steam from anybody else, being the sports nut here.
Hello, sport nut.
Yes. I am sports nut. Nice to meet you.
Yes, babe, I'm real sports nut.
Gosh dang it.
You want the cover?
I appreciate. Yes, this is real draft. You want Zack Ryder? The way they tried presenting the draft coverage, I'm actually kind of happy about. Now, I know we've talked about this in our chat group and in other mediums in the past few weeks.
The legendary PZ85 chat.
Yes. They had the bracketology special for the Cruiserweight Classic, of course, a huge staple of ESPN and other sports networks during the college basketball tournament. They had simulcast between the actual broadcast and the WWE Network, who had the Draft Center Live, and of course is where the supplemental picks are coming from now that we're watching it as we record the podcast. I'm happy that they went this route. I didn't think they were going to commit full tilt to the ESPN-esque presentation.
Right.
And they did it fairly well. Now, mind you, they don't have enough commentators to do this because Booker T came in real sour. Lita was a thing. She was there. And
she's still there.
Well, I mean, Booker T's still there.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, physically.
Yeah. Well, we can actually attest to Booker T because remember when we were at Battleground, whenever the cameras would go off of him at the little, what do you call it? The center. The center. Almost a Pokemon center. Whenever the lights would go off and the cameras would go off, everyone else would talk amongst themselves and talk to each other. Booker T was like a robot. He would shut down.
He would just power down.
Yeah, he would just stare at the ground until the lights came back on and then he powered up again. It was the weirdest thing to see. I'm pretty sure he's a synth. They've replaced him with a synth.
That's probably okay.
That's a Fallout joke.
Thank you.
Okay.
I got it.
I find if you explain the joke, it makes it funnier.
Yes.
I've been told.
But the draft, they did a very good job presenting it as a real thing. Kind of like the Cruiserweight Classic. The way they present the Cruiserweight Classic, it's almost like it's a legitimate fight, like a UFC style thing. And now with the draft, it seems like a legitimate draft. It does feel real. They did picks. They didn't just do the lottery.
You sometimes saw whenever Raw picked something, Shane tore up a piece of paper.
Yeah, like he was going to pick it. Yeah.
Well, there goes my.
That's a good idea. That makes it, that's legitimacy. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I guess let's start at the top. We got our, oh, by the way, the other thing is that Seth Rollins lost clean to Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Seth Rollins lost clean in about 8 minutes to Dean Ambrose in the main event.
The finish was great though.
The finish was great, but what a terrible thing to do. There's no reason to have Seth Rollins lose clean. Seth Rollins was the guy that Roman Reigns couldn't beat. Seth Rollins was the guy that Dean Ambrose couldn't beat. That was his threat going into Battleground, was that both of these guys of the Shield couldn't beat me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they have.
Yeah,
just randomly.
I don't like giving away a clean finish to, especially because, well, that feud could have continued if they weren't on separate shows. Dean Ambrose retains the championship.
Now we're going to go into Battleground with Seth Rollins and the ghost of drug abuse past. Yeah. I'm going to turn the TV off now because they were just repeating the program. I don't want to be distracted by seeing stuff we've already seen. So.
Yeah, I don't know if give it another minute or so, because I don't know if there's another round of picks coming.
Well, it said recorded earlier.
Oh, did it?
In the top.
Okay, then never mind.
We're doing it live. It's fine.
So the number one draft pick was the rules of it, in case you didn't get it hammered into your head enough from Raw. Raw gets the first overall draft pick. For every two choices, for every two picks SmackDown gets, Raw gets three. And then there were going to be six superstars taken from NXT. So the first overall draft pick was for Raw, went to Seth Rollins.
Makes sense, because Stephanie McMahon is in charge.
Stephanie McMahon's in charge, the authority's behind him. And also she chose the logic of, he's going to win the championship tonight. We want the champion on our brand.
Plus, she really doesn't like Dean Ambrose.
And she hates Dean Ambrose, too.
So it makes sense. It makes sense.
That makes sense. SmackDown then took Dean Ambrose.
Also makes sense.
Current WWE champion.
And by the way, I love that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins were the first two picks, because it's so easy to dismiss Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, especially with Roman Reigns and John Cena in the mix. The fact that they were number one and number two, I like that.
And
that makes them seem
important.
It's
like what I said last night when we were watching Raw. If the WWE champion was not the first draft pick and it went to Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Roman Reigns, you've already completely shot yourself in the foot. That is just an insult. It's a slap in the face.
Right.
Granted, the first pick wasn't WWE champion, but her expectation is he would be.
There was logic.
So there was a lot. She chose who she thought the champion was going to be.
Right. So it's off to a good start.
Because it was smart. It's like, okay, there is a match happening. The championship may change hands.
Especially since on Raw, Seth Rollins came so close, and plus with the history, this is one of those times where they were logical. They made sense. I had no problem with it.
Oh, don't worry. That didn't last long.
Nope.
Cody, you are the harbinger of bad news.
Well, then again, the third pick going to Raw's next pick is Charlotte, women's champion. Her championship is not on the line on Sunday.
Here's my problem with it, and we've said this before. They have not said what they're going to do with the titles yet.
Nope.
Who's defending where? As of right now, the women's title is on Raw.
Yes.
The cruiserweights are on Raw.
I need you to remember that sentence.
I'm remembering.
Yeah.
They have stacked the deck so much against SmackDown already.
Yes.
Yes.
They've stacked it. If you thought SmackDown was going to be on the same level as Raw and this wasn't going to be just a copy of the draft from years ago, you're automatically wrong. Also, what's the point until they've got to make an announcement. They've got to make an announcement saying these titles will be defended on both. Because if that's not the case, what's the point of drafting a woman to SmackDown?
And also,
which they did in Becky Lynch.
So,
couple more
too. All of this is just infuriating in the sense that, okay, so we're doing a brand split, because now it's separate brands, separate shows, separate rosters. Okay, except for these champions who have to carry stories on both.
Yeah.
Unless they decide, okay, now we have the SmackDown Women's Champion.
With the three people that are on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, they need, I don't know how they're going to do it.
They've got to fill the roster.
We need, going into this, in case you haven't been able to, our listeners who don't already know, I hate the idea of a draft pick. I hate the idea of a draft and separate brands, a brand split. I hated it when they announced it. I hated it in 2002. This is a dumb idea. No, this is going to be bad. So I'm coming in very pessimistic on top of my already borderline disdain for anything WWE.
He's not lying.
No, he's not. I feel the saltiness from here.
I don't get it. So yeah, so until they actually...
You got to believe they're going to announce something, but as it stands right now, the women's title is on Raw.
So, sorry, Becky Lynch. I guess just have matches because...
Yeah. It's not like you were going to win anyway.
Don't make any friends. They're going to turn on you.
Female Sting.
Yep. SmackDown's
women are catty.
SmackDown,
that's the lesson.
That's their character.
Yeah.
They don't need actual identities.
No.
Just
hot and be catty.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Allie. I didn't mean to start.
It's like every.
Oh no, that's Vince. That's the Vince McMahon school of booking women.
I know it is. I just didn't
women.
Want to think about it.
It's like the guy that's writing for the women is Frank in the episode where Charlie plays the online game, and he and Frank watches.
Oh my! Bang all these guys. They sent me peaches.
Yeah. I'm living like a damn islander.
SmackDown's next pick went to AJ Styles.
So he was what, fourth?
Yeah, he was fourth overall.
That's good for a guy that was going to be just a mid-carder originally.
Low card coming in. Yeah. Like, he was the number four draft pick over guys like Cena, Lesnar.
Roman Reigns,
yeah. The next pick was Finn Balor going to Raw.
Again, solid.
Good pick. In storyline, kayfabe, good pick.
Yeah.
The fact that the announcers acted like this is the surprise of the year kind of blows my mind. Because, like, okay, yes, Finn Balor got drafted before John Cena, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. That in itself is very surprising.
Right.
But that's not what they were surprised about. They were surprised that Finn Balor got picked at all. Why? You have the number one person on NXT, and you've already said that there are going to be a set number of NXT people drafted up.
Only six, which was surprising.
Oh, don't worry. When you look at the quality of the other NXT call-ups, I can actually back their surprise a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw one on the screen a little while ago that... Yep.
Don't worry.
One of them caused me stunned silence.
You can't teach that.
There were more. Okay. But so, yeah. So, Finn Balor coming to Raw. The next one was Roman Styles.
Don't you ever, ever put them together
How
like that.
How dare you?
Roman Reigns. I'm
not
sorry.
A hybrid I
was
want.
Just, I was just thinking of the guy who won the matches. Roman Reigns to Raw. And in the second, I guess this was the second round at this point.
Yeah, I don't know how they did the rounds. I'm guessing commercial breaks.
With
yeah,
two or and breaks. Three, it's so really weird.
So Roman Reigns to Raw, John Cena to SmackDown. We kind of called that anyway.
Reigns. Well,
personally,
again,
I was hoping that Cena and Reigns would be on the same show.
That was the leak months ago. Raw has Reigns. Cena will be on SmackDown, and we all thought, well. I mean, that'll be terrible. Hopefully they won't do that. Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did. And I can,
am I the only one that's fine with that?
Maybe.
I said this to Asa.
Balance the people you hate. Well, if you put them all on one show, I just want to set the building on fire.
Yeah, and that's what, and like how Dalton was talking about how he liked the initial draft pick because it did give us that really good SmackDown run, which SmackDown was the better show.
It was a better show.
SmackDown and, 6.
Also treated like a B show, just, though.
But yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It was less important, as stated by WWE.
It was hour one of Nitro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really, and, that's a perfect example.
And I get what they're going with this. They're basically saying, look, we sent Cena to SmackDown, so
SmackDown
clearly
matters.
Clearly we have faith in SmackDown. But if it turns out, if this is the John Cena that we've seen for the past year and a half, where he's going out and having great matches, putting
weekly.
Over new talent, of, you know, doing... I know he still wins more than I'd like, mm-hmm. but he did some good work. John Cena, I think he did a lot to hush his critics.
That United States Championship Invitational alone was enough to be like, no, yeah, he absolutely is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the fact.
If that's the Cena we get, thumbs up. But if the Cena we get instead is Cena that just runs roughshod over everybody.
Smiling the entire
smiling
time, no
Cena,
matter what happens.
Winning the title within, you know, a couple of months, and now he's defending against AJ Styles, mm-hmm. who he already... Well, lost to.
Well, with help of the club, Raw's next pick was Raw's next pick was Brock Lesnar.
You might right.
Yeah.
So you're between fine. Lesnar and Reigns, they're going to rename the show Monday Night Roids.
again, Brock Lesnar. I get it. Logically, he's an attraction.
Yeah.
I will say it every time. Brock Lesnar is a huge reason I watch wrestling still.
Yes.
He's that good.
He's the reason Jesse still comes to the pay-per-views.
Yeah, to not just play games.
Yeah. Like, he is legitimately interested when Brock Lesnar's on the screen.
Lesnar's also only on screen about six times a year.
Right.
So what they're basically saying is we're going to pick a guy that may or may not show up. Also, I find it ironic that Brock Lesnar gets drafted to Raw that Stephanie is running when Brock Lesnar just a week ago said, I don't care what Stephanie thinks about anything. I really don't give an expletive deleted.
Now she owns him.
Sure she does.
So
sure she does.
Don't worry, Mick's going to be there to be the intermediary.
And so even though this match was made before the brand split happened, the next SmackDown pick is Randy Orton.
So we've already got some Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah, so now we have Brock Lesnar on Raw versus Randy Orton on SmackDown. The brand split is already broken.
This doesn't bother me. It's the big four that happened during the initial brand split.
Yeah,
I didn't say it's good. I'm saying it happened.
Well, I mean, also
so
Seth
this
Rollins
precedent.
And Dean Ambrose already wrestling Raw versus SmackDown.
Yeah, awesome.
So it's starting. So the brand split is they've
7 days. Who keeps buzzing on the phone?
It's me.
He is. I
because
just slid away a notification.
Turn off your silent. There's a silent mode. It
the phone's
works.
Off the table.
Randy. So which also on SmackDown.
Phone. I just threw the phone across.
With Randy Orton going to SmackDown, we might get a once in a lifetime opportunity to see John Cena versus Randy Orton.
Once in a lifetime.
Could you imagine a feud between the two of them?
For a baby that was born a couple weeks ago, that is fresh.
Technically a lifetime.
don't worry. AJ Styles is there. He can also hurt Randy Orton's shoulder.
He can be the mediator to lose during the triple threat matches. Good for you, AJ.
Raw's next pick was The New Day, which good. keep them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that the tag belt is also currently on
Right.
Raw.
And so now the tag team championship is part of Raw.
Right.
Don't know if there's going to, again, we covered that with the women's division, but still, why would you bother being a tag team if you're on SmackDown? If you can't compete.
Yeah.
If I'm a SmackDown tag team, I'm going to immediately look at my partner and go, look, it's been fun, but.
Like Kalisto and Sin Cara did. Like yeah. They entered the draft as single
strike.
Before Baron Corbin runs roughshod through the cruiserweight division.
Oh, yeah. That's something that I realized was going to happen last night.
Yeah, he brought this up. And
this is
well, Cody's broken already. He's giggling.
Because actually, let me double check the facts here.
I'm pretty sure Corbin went to, wait, didn't he go to SmackDown?
I thought he went to SmackDown.
Oh man, I was wrong. Well, for now. So that means it's, although,
trades can happen.
Sheamus is on Raw. So.
That was basically a plot from years ago.
And Big Show. So.
Oh no.
But so my prediction was that Baron Corbin was going to, the first real chance the cruiserweights got to shine, Corbin was going to come out and destroy them. Like they did in WCW, like they did in TNA. Like they're currently doing in TNA where Lashley says he's going to rip out the heart of the X Division.
Yes.
I don't want to see that. I hope they don't do that. At least now they won't do it with Corbin.
He's a battle toad.
Yet. Lashley, not Corbin, that is.
No, Corbin's definitely not a battle toad.
He's the opposite.
He looks like one of those mice, like the greasy rats you would kill in Battletoads, because he has the biker jacket and everything.
The biker mice from Mars?
That's where I was going.
That was a good show.
So New Day going to Monday Night Raw with the Tag Team Championships. Sami Zayn going to SmackDown. With the first actual split.
Sami Zayn to Raw.
Sami Zayn to Raw?
Mm-hmm. Because in a couple picks, it makes sense.
Because Owens went to Raw.
Bray Wyatt went to SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, no, because I'm going through the overall list, and they're not marking who went where. I'm just alternating in my head. Because that's how Raw got the more picks. They get the first pick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Oh, yeah, so. Wait, so the New Day went to Raw, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Day to Raw,
they got the last pick and the first pick.
Yeah.
My brain turned off. I am sorry. Sami Zayn goes to Raw. The first time we actually get a team split is Bray Wyatt drafted to SmackDown.
I saw Strowman went to Raw.
In the supplemental, yes.
Yes. So Wyatt, Wyatt going to SmackDown on his own. They didn't take the family as a group. Luke Harper, not even mentioned, the preview where they listed all of the eligible superstars.
He wasn't even eligible.
Harper wasn't even listed.
Yeah. I will say, all right, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but there is a big rumor going around that Luke Harper might not wrestle again. That he might be done completely.
That would be horrible.
Yeah. I'm a huge Luke Harper fan. I would be sad
to
see that happen.
I am too. He has so much potential.
This is just in the dirt sheets. So it's not like this is gospel yet.
No, yeah.
But it's a big rumor and it's going
around.
Boy,
I hope that's just some BS clickbait.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, since you said it, by the way, Strowman going to Raw, Rowan did go to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So Wyatt still does have Harper.
There's a chance
Rowan.
My brain, my heart says Harper.
I know.
And I like Eric Rowan. I know I'm in the vast minority of that, but I do like him.
Never mind. Nope, not opening that wound. Never mind. Keep going.
Yes.
Sasha Banks going to Raw.
Legit.
The legit boss.
She got drafted to the show that actually has a title. Good for her.
Yeah, which is good because she's in a feud with the champion.
And then the immediate one after that was Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
And Becky Lynch going to SmackDown, which is okay. Yeah, I guess if you want to have a Divas division or a women's division, I'm sorry.
No. That's headcanon now. They're bringing back the Divas championship and they're putting it on Becky Lynch because logic's overrated.
No. Well, yeah, because Dana Brooke went to Raw.
Yeah.
Oh. You sound like the tractor.
I don't.
Good news, guys. Ace is smelling toast and having a stroke.
I don't want it.
Diva's division.
Hey, look, the butterfly belt. It's back. It's great.
Well, no, that's because Jeff Hardy came back.
Which, by the way, Matt Hardy.
Jeff Hardy did not come back.
Broken Matt Hardy did offer his brother's name and brand to Mr. McMahon for Turkish lira.
Did on
that
Twitter,
really happen? Yes. Like,
yeah.
I'll
on Twitter, he went. He's like Vince McMahon. If it's like 30 million Turkish lira, cash only.
I'll pull
Matt
up the quote directly.
You are magnificent.
keep going. I'll pull that.
Yeah.
Tweet
and give the Chris Jericho goes to Raw.
Yeah.
Did his scarf get drafted to Raw too?
We can only hope. He made the scarf. He made a new scarf out of his Raw T-shirt.
Yes.
Did he really?
Did you
not
notice that?
A little thin.
No.
He came out of the ring versus Cesaro, and it's a little strip of red around his neck.
The Chris Jericho Cesaro match was really good. It includes one of the best finishes I have seen in both of the finishes tonight, between that and the championship match. Great finishes. Cesaro had the springboard European uppercut, but Jericho caught him in that beautiful code breaker, and that So good.
And that will shine over the fact that Chris Jericho, 74-year-old veteran, beat Cesaro, who can never connect with the fans.
Jericho won something. I'm happy.
Jericho looked really good in something that wasn't an accident like it was against Apollo Crews.
Combine that with Kane laying out both Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Only to have them drafted next.
Yeah.
It's like, what show am I watching?
Yeah, that made no sense. So Chris Jericho went to Raw. Then the next round started with the first secondary championship, singles championship, aside from the women's and the tag. So Rusev drafted to Raw.
Why would you not want Rusev immediately?
Rusev with Lana. Rusev is absolutely a early round for me. Like, I would go way sooner. Like, I love, like, I don't, like, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is great. And I'm glad that he got shown some love.
You know what he's not?
A champion?
A champion.
Or a former champion.
Why would you not immediately go for champions?
Yeah, that's, and even with, you know, like, okay, we're going with Rusev because he's the champion now. He has a match on Sunday. He could lose.
To Zack Ryder.
Two-time champion.
Okay.
Woo.
Nope, no,
boo,
no.
Boo, hoo, hoo.
And then
Mojo Rawley.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Audience, this is not, don't listen to this.
Okay, hey, guys, by the way, just kind of go back. We talked about the 2002 draft. There is precedent. The first champion wasn't drafted until the eighth pick overall, and that was Rob Van Dam with the Intercontinental.
Robert, damn.
Oh, it's the worst. And then,
which Rusev was in, by the way.
Which, and then, so, and one of the things that we talked about earlier were like, Shane had to kind of change up his strategy. It looked like him and Daniel Bryan did not want to draft The Miz, but they knew, they realized, oh crap, we need a champion.
Yeah.
Aside from the WWE Championship. So the next pick was, so Rusev went with Lana and Miz went with Maryse to SmackDown. Which again, both of whom have title defenses this Sunday, so.
Who's the hotter couple?
Don't make me choose. Why would you ask? I've been through enough tonight. Why
Rusev
would you?
Rusev Lana.
All right, let's.
I'll say it. Rusev Lana.
Let's just give a treat to all the guys out there. Let's eliminate two of the factors and let's just put Rusev with Miz.
Yeah.
That's the hottest.
That's the
one.
Power couple I want to
see. That's headcanon right there, boys.
I done caught the vapors.
Next up was Kevin Owens to Raw.
Fight forever.
Which, yeah, he absolutely should. Yeah, that's something that I'm seeing on Reddit is the, wow, we with such great potential for these new feuds like Randy Orton and John Cena and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are basically Batman and Joker at this point.
And I'm
They're
fine
destined
with it.
To do this forever.
They really are, and I'm okay with it. But
does that make Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler Aquaman
also, that's
and
the other one is
something?
Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
Aquaman and Purpose?
Water? Losing his right hand and putting a hook on it? That's painful, like watching that match. Yes.
Baron Corbin next to SmackDown. Enzo and Big Cass to Raw. So they actually get a chance to fight for the championships.
How you doing?
Unlike the club. Doing?
Yeah.
Well, no, wait.
No, they got drafted.
Yeah, the clubs went to Raw. The club
but they're
went to
not
Raw.
With AJ anymore.
But yeah, so AJ Styles to SmackDown. The club went to Raw. Granted, Finn Balor is on Raw now. Do they immediately do Balor Club? Do they?
I don't think you have a choice.
I mean, you might as well. You really might as well because Anderson and Gallows
but
are going to
need
something.
But then doesn't it just feel like you're just like it doesn't feel like there's a story progression unless something happens at Battleground where the club turns on AJ.
Yeah.
And align themselves with Balor now that they're on the same show.
Or I could just, I don't know. I don't know, but they've botched Anderson and Gallows from the beginning.
At this point, what I want to see is AJ Styles recruit someone on SmackDown and the club just tries to run the WWE.
I mean, they might as well. Yeah. And
like what the NWO or the Nexus should have been.
Right. Well,
or remember, Evolution. When Triple H wanted to send Batista.
Let's not talk about Nexus and the Core. Let's just keep going.
They were different.
Let's just keep going.
So, but unlike who doesn't get to compete for the tag team championship, the second NXT picks to come to the main roster, American Alpha, who I'm very sad to see leave NXT because
they were just getting their footing.
Aside from the, they found their footing. They're golden. Like they are solidified as a great team.
Then why are they on the show with the tag team titles?
But I don't want them to see what happened to the Vaudevillains. The Vaudevillains came out like a house on fire. And then as soon as they lost the two pay-per-view title shots, nothing.
They're jobbing. They're jobbing now.
Yeah, they lost
the
Golden Truth.
And American Alpha could very much hit that same stride. Unless, of course, Kurt Angle comes in, which I kind of want him to do now to make Team Angle 2.0.
I would like for them to just stand on their, like, that would be great, but I
just have him as a mentor. It doesn't have to be about Kurt Angle. Yeah. You know? Because one thing American Alpha is not as good at is promos. They're not bad. They're not great. You know who can do a good promo? Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
There's a reason that guys used to have managers.
You know who couldn't do a good promo?
Who?
Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin.
He was the gold standard.
That's why Shelton had to bring his mama in.
Oh, no. No. Oh, don't worry. Keep that rage. We're going to get there.
Honestly, you know what I would like to see? Which you can't because they're not on the same show. What if Bob Backlund just started a stable? You have Darren Young and American Alpha.
That's a great stable.
I'd watch that stable.
That's a handsome stable right there.
That is
there.
A very handsome stable. Yeah. Also, tonight was that tag team match between Rusev and The Miz. They did pair up. To take on Zack Ryder and Darren Young.
Darren Young. Who they beat.
They won because Young tapped out The Miz to the crossface chicken wing.
Yeah. Good finisher. He made it look good, too.
And he did. He really did.
I told you guys. To see them both lose on the...
No. I'm like sorry. Darren Young.
Next
I want to see this happen.
Next round to pick, Big Show to Raw.
Yay.
Dolph Ziggler to SmackDown. NXT.
I've got nothing to say. Both of those guys could fall off a cliff, and I don't care.
Another NXT call up to Raw. Nia Jax.
To Raw.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Two green bodyguards on the same show.
Yeah, you're not entirely wrong. Let's see, because I hate.
But when do they get to the fireworks factory?
We talked about last week that Neville returned to work a SmackDown Dark match. He is officially drafted to Raw
and has a beard.
He does. Yes. Don't worry. We're still going to get the Becky Lynch Natalya feud because Natalya is going to SmackDown.
Fight forever.
Which, I mean, you make that joke, but that feud only just started last pay-per-view.
Yeah, and
so.
Clearly, I mean, to be fair.
But at this point, like, there's not a whole lot of Divas options on SmackDown.
No, and they've done a great job with Natalya since she got in there. Between her gimmick, where she, never mind. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. If you know wrestling, you know where I'm going.
Right. Yep. Where did you go? Liz,
where did you come from?
I hate you.
Sorry. I hate that song.
Cesaro to Raw. Alberto Del Rio to SmackDown. Sheamus to Raw.
And that was the last televised pick.
Sheamus was?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a shame, man. Sheamus, there's a guy that, we said it before, the League of Nations, all those guys. Boy, you missed the boat on that one.
That stable should have been... That could have been a summer long story.
In the 80s, that stable would have ran all over WWE.
It would have been a multi year.
It would have
Until they faced off against Hogan and he beat all of them.
Stop. I can only become so
aroused. Instead of it going 6 months and them eventually losing to Hogan, it went 6 hours and they immediately lost to Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Welcome to 2016.
Well,
WWE.
The Roman Empire is going to rain all over them.
Ugh.
Yeah, with all the steroids. Out of syringes. Drip, drip,
drip, drip. The IV.
So the first drip, round drip, of picks drip. That started on the WWE Network show, the Golden Truth to Raw, and then sorry, Usos, you're not going to get the tag team championships anytime soon because you're on SmackDown.
I'm gonna let you keep going until we get to one that actually I care about.
We're going to get there. Titus
angry face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Titus O'Neil to Raw. And then they made a point of it actually said it on the TV. Demon Kane.
I saw that, yeah.
It didn't say Kane to SmackDown. It said Demon Kane to SmackDown.
And then you guys said Corporate Kane went to Raw, and I thought, no.
Which,
no.
I'm thinking is actually going to happen. Headcanon. Like, I genuinely, yeah, I see
that.
Why are
they calling the Demon Kane? You have the Demon Balor. People will get confused. People will die.
Can they?
Sorry.
Is that a promise?
And then Paige went to Raw as well. So
good. So Charlotte has someone else to slap around.
So now I actually have the list written down.
Oh my god, that's all more?
Yeah, this is more.
We got like 10 minutes left, guys.
Hey, we own the network.
We're gonna dedicate most of it. Raw gets Darren Young.
Good.
So if Miz loses on Sunday, and Rusev wins, they'll have
all the titles.
They'll have every championship except the WWE one, which I kind of think they might actually do.
Which they could have the WWE one if Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins wins.
Yes. Yeah. So now, SmackDown's next pick, SmackDown. SmackDown picks Kalisto.
Let that sit for a second.
Remember the sentence I said you should remember?
Is this the part where I'm
about the cruiserweights being on Raw? And Kalisto gets drafted to SmackDown?
He's getting further from the microphone.
Because I don't want to scream in the fucking microphone!
Well, Cody, can't tag you now.
Nope, that's fine. I don't care because I appreciate that use of language.
Darn.
Think about it. Rey Mysterio 2.0. The only thing you think he's good for, a United States title run on SmackDown, where he's not touching the IC title because he's not a white dude from Hollywood! Gosh dang it!
Let me be the first to say that I welcome Kalisto to SmackDown.
I welcome my new pointless overlords.
Here's your gift basket. It contains a ticket back to Mexico.
Oh, no.
When our Lord and Savior Donald Trump gets the wall built, your people won't be allowed over
anymore. Whose speech will he rip off whenever he sends him away?
So, all right. So, I'm
Mysterio's retirement.
I'm just going to flat out say it. If what they said is true, that they see Kalisto as a new Rey Mysterio, then I almost see why they took him away from the cruiserweight division, because they don't want him to be labeled as a cruiserweight wrestler. They want to put him against bigger titles. I get that. Again, I give them more credit than they deserve. I'm Dalton Anthony. Hello. Do you have a dilapidated boat that I could paint for you?
Reason I disagree with you is because look at his U.S. title run.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Granted, he beat Ryback, but at that point, anyone could have beaten Ryback because they weren't going to let him win.
It's true.
And then he just immediately gets bodied by Rusev. Now, Rusev eats him and then craps him out long enough to make him pass out to the accolade.
If you are thinking right now, well, that's not such a big deal because the champions are going to go back and forth probably. That's what we've been saying this whole show. Not the cruiserweights. The cruiserweights, they said, are specific to Raw. That is the only thing that they have said is specific to Raw. So the cruiserweights are not going to SmackDown in any way. So Kalisto, unless they give him a push to a major title, has zero reason to be on SmackDown.
Do you want
to
know the correct way to do that? If they do see Kalisto as a major player down the road, you have him be the inaugural WWE Cruiserweight Champion of this thing. You have him dominate the division. No one can touch him. He eventually relinquishes the title
no competition.
Make it a rule, make it kind of like an X Division thing. Where, hey, I'm trading in the X Division champion or the Cruiserweight Championship for a shot at the Intercontinental Championship.
Right.
Give him a solid run with the IC or United States Championship. Let him and Sin Cara stay as a tag team and do good programs with a tag team championship. Then you build him up as someone who can beat anyone regardless of size. So if they do eventually want to put him in the main event picture, it's believable.
You know what he is right now? He is unmasked Rey Mysterio. He is useless to everything.
I see what they're trying to do. I see what they're trying to do. But their plan is only going to last about 2 weeks, maybe a couple of months, until he just goes back to losing to everybody. And then there's 0 point, and he will probably get traded, because I'm assuming they're going to have trades.
Yeah.
He'll get traded off to Raw, and then they'll try to rebuild him in the Cruiserweight division. I can almost guarantee he is going to fight, because I do believe Miz is going to keep the title. Mm-hmm. I do believe Kalisto is going to be one of the first challengers to Miz's title. They're going to have a good series of matches. Kalisto will not win, and at some point, he will get traded to Raw for the Cruiserweight division. That is my prediction right now.
Yeah.
So if you're waiting for me to get like super angry about it, maybe I finally hit that point. I've had enough cups of coffee where the hummingbird's moving just a little slower now, and I can save everybody.
Well, and also, this is the last. This could be the final pay-per-view for you.
Yes, it very well could.
We'll burn through the rest of these.
Oh, God, we're not even going to do a prediction show.
No.
Woo!
There's no need for that.
It's overrated.
So,
it's fine.
So Kalisto to SmackDown because everything sucks. Raw gets Sin Cara.
Everything also makes
SmackDown
sense.
SmackDown gets Naomi. Raw gets Jack Swagger. SmackDown gets The Ascension.
Wait. Naomi was drafted.
Yes.
Naomi is injured.
Is she?
Naomi was drafted to SmackDown. It said it on the TV.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Naomi is eligible, but Luke Harper isn't.
So, yeah.
So Naomi is worth more than Zack Ryder?
Oh, no, that's what made him mad. Of all things, that's apparently. What did it?
Yes, that makes me mad.
That's what's going to make him mad.
Raw gets the Dudley Boys. SmackDown gets Zack Ryder.
Oh, my God. So Zack Ryder.
In the ninth
really?
Round.
That shouldn't surprise
me. Really? They find more value in Naomi than Zack Ryder.
Don't worry. There's more coming.
No, there's not.
I guarantee you there is. Summer Rae to Raw. Summer Rae gets drafted, and then Apollo Crews gets drafted to SmackDown.
Why?
Oh,
Mark Henry to Raw.
Is he still wrestling?
Naomi got drafted before Mark Henry.
He's the strongest man in the world.
SmackDown gets Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Yeah.
one of our next NXT call-ups. Raw gets Braun Strowman. So he's the one, the lone wolf away from the Wyatt family.
So you can expect a major push for him. You know why? He big.
He real big.
Him and Big Show. It's going to be a big. Great match.
SmackDown gets Breezango.
Another tag team.
Another tag team to SmackDown. Team yep. Raw gets Bo Dallas.
Rematch.
Not drafted by, not the Social Outcasts. Bo Dallas gets drafted solo.
Here's what I don't get. So they can draft entire groups because they drafted the New Day.
Mm-hmm. Enzo and Cass.
So if you can take the entire Social Outcast, why would you just pick Bo Dallas? You think he's the breadwinner amongst them?
Oh, don't worry. That's the joke. We'll get to it. That's the joke.
Because they showed that during this whole after thing, the Social Outcast run around background. Bo Dallas goes to Raw. SmackDown drafts Eva Marie.
I said that earlier when we started the show.
Is that considered NXT call up?
No, she was already up from WrestleMania.
Really?
They didn't really do anything with her after that because her reaction was
dead.
Yeah. Raw gets the Shining Stars.
Still wrestling?
Yep. Which I like them.
I like Primo and Epico too. But
SmackDown gets the Vaudevillains.
Are they
the Vaudevillains and the Shining Stars drafted after Eva Marie? Alicia Fox to Raw, Eric Rowan to SmackDown, Dana Brooke to Raw.
That surprises me that Dana
Mojo Rawley to SmackDown.
Hype! You are clipping that mic.
Curtis
Axel. Saddest way possible.
Curtis Axel to Raw. Carmella to SmackDown. That's it. Heath Slater didn't get drafted.
That was the joke at the end of the show. Heath Slater was sitting in a room with the cut over his eye, like, so I'm not drafted. They turn the lights off on him while he's in the room. Heath Slater is now the joke.
Yeah, awesome. Now.
No, I was trying to be nice, man.
Awesome.
Are we not going to talk about how Carmella is still not with?
Yeah, you're going to bring Carmella
gets
up,
called up on SmackDown, the other
and
show.
And not
from
put him with Enzo and Cass.
I mean, the only thing that kind of makes this a believable draft move is the fact that after Stephanie called for Enzo and Cass for Raw is whenever Shane tore up his little note card.
Well, to be fair, at least she got drafted to the show with the
Women's Championship?
Nope, that's wrong.
Huh.
Irrelevant, by the way. She was the last overall pick. She is officially Miss Irrelevant, which I think is not only a title, but a prediction.
So which number was Zack Ryder?
I don't know.
I can pull that up real quick.
I'm looking.
You guys
up.
Keep saying that's the thing that makes you upset. Yes, it makes me upset.
All right, Zack Ryder overall was number 43.
He is 43.
He's the current number one contender for the United States Championship,
and also one of their biggest underappreciated names ever. And he is less important than Naomi.
He is more important than Breezango.
So Naomi, which show did she get drafted to?
SmackDown.
And what show does Zack Ryder get smacked?
SmackDown.
So you're telling me Naomi is drafted to a show that doesn't have the women's title over Zack Ryder?
Hey. Her husband's on that show, whichever Uso it is, because I don't care.
It's Uso. I'm looking through.
So Shane McMahon's just sitting there going, wow, we need more for this women's division.
Yeah, he picked
that we don't have.
He picked Baron Corbin over Benzo and Cass, so, you know.
At least that's logical. He doesn't have a tag belt to give him.
Battleground looks like it could be an entertaining show. Sasha Banks and question mark versus Charlotte and Dana Brooke. You have to assume Bayley.
No, Bayley didn't get drafted.
I think that's irrelevant.
Is it?
Probably. Yes, because
wasn't the draft irrelevant? We just saw it. It's irrelevant.
Because Becky Lynch is on a different show than Natalya. Like the brand split already doesn't matter for this pay-per-view.
No,
wait, hold on.
They're on the same show.
The Miz and Darren Young.
Which
separate shows? Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, different shows.
Yeah, but
the draft already doesn't count for this. So the fact that they didn't draft her up, I don't think eliminates her from being on the show.
So Raw has Charlotte
and Dana Brooke.
And Dana Brooke, mm-hmm, and Sasha Banks.
Yes.
Which show did Eva Marie get drafted to?
SmackDown.
I still think it's Eva Marie.
If it is, I won't be here to see it, and I won't come back.
Because who are they wanting to push like crazy?
And it might be, or the other rumor I've seen is Nikki Bella.
I would take Nikki Bella over Eva Marie. I would take Eva Marie.
I would still take
Bayley
over.
You know how many Rattatas I have?
I would still take Bayley over both.
I still think it's Nia Jax, personally.
I just don't want it to be Bayley because I don't want Bayley to lose. I don't want her to get...
The title's not on the line. The champion... No, this is the match the champions
pin,
lose.
I just mean in the future. I don't want Bayley to go to the main roster because I don't want her to just get lost in a sea of people that they clearly...
Yeah, welcome to me and American Alpha and everybody on NXT.
Exactly.
Welcome to the big show, Finn Balor. I'm sure you'll do great.
So here...
Hey, Mojo Rawley, you're now getting a paycheck.
So here, let's... Cody, we're not tagging you in this, right?
No. Oh, by the way, hey, before we do you want me to read the awesome Matt Hardy tweet before you go rage out?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Broken Matt Hardy tweeted at 4:59 Central Standard Time. Meek Mahan.
Yeah, he spelled it all.
I'll sell you Brother Nero and his intellectual property in time for the WWE draft for $30,040,396.74 Turkish liras. Cash only. With an extraordinary xylophone. That's gracias.
Fantastic.
That's a great Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
That was. So can I yell real quick?
Oh, go for it. You're free bird, baby.
So.
He's prepping.
So let's review. Here's a list of people that didn't get drafted. So if you're Shane McMahon or Stephanie McMahon and you can pick people from NXT, of course you don't want Shinsuke Nakamura. You want fucking Carmella.
Or Mojo Rawley.
Or Mojo Rawley!
You want...
Not Samoa Joe.
Hashtag hype bros!
Mojo Rawley! You did... This blows mind of logic and the peanut butter. So...
He smelled a whole loaf of toast, folks.
I don't get it. Yeah, you talk about logic. But why would you say, I think Mojo Rawley's got a promising career. Shinsuke who? Samoa what?
Now, see,
maybe if Samoa Joe, because he's champion, can't be selected. I get that. That could be a thing, except they've already drafted other champions, so clearly that doesn't count.
But
it wasn't NXT.
Asuka didn't come up either.
Yeah. Right, so no Asuka.
Nor did the
Revival.
Thank you.
But Shinsuke Nakamura... You don't draft, you pick Mojo, because he speaks English? You pick Mojo Rawley?
Nakamura speaks better English than Mojo Rawley.
I was about to say, I wouldn't call when Rawley speaks English.
This is ridiculous.
So,
this now is I'm in a rage. Yeah, then now forever.
Stay on that energy, because real quick rundown of the card for Battleground this Sunday.
Okay.
We already talked about the Divas tag match. The New Day versus the Wyatt family in a six-man tag match. Again, separate shows.
Well, kind of, sort of.
Mostly. Rusev versus Zack Ryder for the United States Championship.
44 pick, Zack Ryder.
No, 43rd.
Oh, my
bad.
Even
the credit he deserves.
Wow, way to bury Zack Ryder.
God damn it.
The Miz versus Darren Young for the Intercontinental Championship. Real interested to see if Bob Backlund and Maryse have any sort of interaction at ringside.
I want her. Bob Backlund has to make Maryse say all the presidents.
Backwards.
I want this on TV now.
Becky Lynch.
It means hearing her talk. Yes.
Becky Lynch versus Natalia. Which, as much crap as we're giving WWE, it is very nice to see an actual feud in the women's division that isn't revolved solely on the championship.
Yes.
No, instead it's revolved around Natalya can't win again, attacks Becky Lynch for some reason.
Because mad. Hold
on. Because women.
Someone has to win, though. These girls lose all the time. Nope. Someone has to win.
Nope. Nia Jax comes out, lays them both out.
You! Stop talking!
They're on different shows.
No!
Doesn't matter.
Bad!
Brock Lesnar comes out. Brock Lesnar want women now.
John Cena, Enzo,
oh my goodness.
John Cena, Enzo Amore, and Big Cass versus The Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm horrified now.
Yeah. I mean, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson have been pinned already, so I mean, what's the point?
But you know that Cena's gonna win because they're gonna push the him and AJ thing now, despite they're on the both same show.
Sami Zayn versus Kevin
Owens. Yeah, I say the big show.
Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Fight forever. On Raw.
Yeah, I really kind of hope they would have gotten separated.
Same.
Because I want anytime they meet to be a big deal. And Battleground just doesn't feel like a big deal. And now the match that might finally do what WWE did to me, to Shannon. WWE Championship match, triple threat. Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
I swear to Christ and all things that are holy, Vince McMahon, if you put the title on Roman Reigns, I will find and murder every one of your grandchildren.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
No. Censor that.
How about instead?
We
just stop watching WWE.
We make it the ROH hour.
Well, it'll be the NXT hour. NXT, I'll still watch.
NXT, CW, Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah.
And the other shows.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I can't anymore. I'm too old. I'm too old for this shit. I can't go through this anymore.
Whoa, Damon Wayans, calm down.
Like, if it's...
Battleground 2015 broke my spirit for WWE. Any goodwill or, well, let's see what happens. Dead and gone. Literally, we've said it before. I'll say it again. The only reason I still watch wrestling at all is because of this show.
Let's go again. Let's go Battle, again.
Battleground has, for the second year in a row, has the ability to break the love of a passion of a multi-decaded fan.
This, let me tell you what the WWE means to me. I grew up watching wrestling, and I watched WWF because I didn't even know there was an NWA. I was the kid that my mom and dad would take me to the local video stores, and we would rent Coliseum videos. Remember the Coliseum videos?
Yes, sir.
I would rent them constantly. Me and my dad would watch it together. My dad fell out with wrestling during the Attitude Era. I stayed. I realized that the Attitude Era was fantastic, sort of, that WCW was amazing, and then I, for the past 12 to 15 years, have defended it and watched it sporadically with a love that has died slowly. Slowly, like I'm sure Dick Clark did over the 1,000 years that he existed in this world.
Aww.
And it's died slowly, but I never thought I would quit because I love wrestling that much because it's in my blood. But this Sunday, if Roman Reigns, after getting and losing the title multiple times and then failing his wellness policy, getting suspended for 30 days, not being there for any of the hype for this match, which should be a main event of WrestleMania, and is instead on a blowaway pay-per-view like Battleground.
Because we have to shoehorn in a brand split.
And if he wins the title, I will hang up my WWE boots forever.
Forever.
So guys, tune in next week to the CCW, ROH, and TNA Hour.
Yes. Tune in next week when we'll have a new cooking show.
Something in Tennille.
Audio podcast.
Do you have wrestling figures that you want to donate to the stew?
Allie makes the joke about a cooking show not being good radio. America's Test Kitchen.
You are not wrong.
Has been on NPR for years.
This is a fantastic show.
It really is.
NPR plug.
They needed it.
Shout out to NPR.
Thank God we finally gave those guys a boost. Hey, real quick, shout out to Villainous Grounds in Perryville for giving us a shout out on the internet.
On
we
Facebook.
Appreciate it. Yes. We love Villainous Grounds. That is not a plug that we make because they pay us.
No,
we just love them.
Yeah. Nicest people.
They're great coffee, people. Great comic selection.
Great prices. It's
great everything.
I'm going up on Friday.
I'm going to want to die.
If Shannon lives till Friday, he may go with Asa.
So that's the show. Gosh, I wish we could have reported on a better one. But here's what I do want to say. I want to thank Cody for being here. Special edition of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Cody from the Sports Show on the Weekend is here. And congratulations on your nomination for Fiance, which you now have. And one.
I like how you tried to make it like, you're not going to congratulate him on the obvious thing. And then you just kind of bailed on it like immediately.
I thought I got nominated for something I missed. I got really excited for a second.
No, you got engaged.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm very happy for you. You're getting engaged. Tanner's having a baby.
Is that public knowledge?
That's public knowledge.
Okay.
He announced it on the show.
I got real scared. Yeah, that's right.
You're getting engaged. Tanner's having a baby. I pre-ordered the NXT edition of 2K17, which I might fucking cancel, depending on this Sunday. Shove that Demon Balor figure up Vince McMahon's ass.
No.
So.
And that's the show. Good night, everybody.